And good afternoon, boys and girls, moms and dads, and children of all ages. Jonathan Scott with another exciting adventure of Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. We have a special caller on the phone. Caller, are you there?
Jonathan, how are you? It's President Trump.
I think I'm fine. I understand that over the weekend you had a great meeting and you've got some questions about sports related.
Well, of course. You know, I love sports. I owned a football team. But did you see my interview on 60 Minutes?
I did see your interview on 60 Minutes, Mr. President.
What happened to Leslie Stahl? She used to be hot. She used to be like an 8. Now she's like maybe a 5. Maybe
I think she's the president. I think she's the president now. So I said you were all over the news. You were all over. You had fake news, real news. You had a special guest in the Oval Office over the weekend?
Yes, I did. I had Kanye West. Kanye West, what a great guy. You know, he loves me. He absolutely loves me. He's just a tremendous guy. He talked about other dimensions and trapdoors and so many amazing things. He's so smart. I mean, not as smart as me, but he's a very smart guy. And he wears the MAGA hat all the time. And he takes heat for it. It's a shame. It's really a shame. But Jonathan, I'm calling you to ask a favor. Now, you're on NBC Sports, tremendous sports network, and I want you to call Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods, and I think we should play a foursome. It'll be me, Kanye, Mickelson, and Tiger. What do you think?
I think it's great, but, you know, Mr. President, I don't really know Tiger Woods or Phil Mickelson to call him on the phone and see if you could get Kanye and you to play in the foursome over there.
Well, what are you talking about? You're NBC Sports. You're huge. No one's bigger than you guys. Don't you
okay,
know
I'm
everybody?
Try.
Come on.
I'm going to try and call. I'm trying to call Tiger. Maybe John knows Tiger. Tiger knows. John knows Tiger. John English knows Tiger.
Is that John English?
It's
is
John
that
English.
John English?
Yes, this is John English. He's in the studio.
How are you, Mr. President?
I love John English. And, you know, some people call him English.
America great
some
again.
People call him London. Some people call him Great Britain. But, you know, I think English is the best because that's a tremendous name, and we got to use it more.
Did you make Tiger Woods great again?
Now, Mr. President, I've got one more question because it's related to Kanye being in the Oval Office and some of the language that was used it starts with an M and an F, was used for the first time in the Oval Office on a broadcast.
Wasn't that great?
I wonder if you could call the FTC.
Like any other office.
Can you call the FTC and get permission for us to say mother effer on NBC?
Well, I don't know about that, but I could call the ATF or the FBI or one of those other ones.
One of those letters.
Sure, you can say whatever you like on the air as long as you can pay the fine.
Okay. Well, Mr. President, we know you're busy and you've got all kinds of things to do with
Malinka. No, I've got nothing to do.
Nothing to do.
I just sit in the office all day. Did you see my desk during Kanye? There's nothing on it. I really have nothing to do.
Well, then you could have come in the studio if you had nothing to do.
Well, that's true. But you know what? I'm here in D.C. and you're in Vegas.
We're in Vegas, baby.
Trump Hotel on the Strip.
If it ain't a Trump Hotel...
It's a dump hotel.
You know that.
It's great.
Okay. John and I are going to get together. We're going to try and call Tiger and set up the foursome with you and Kanye.
Right. And you guys are going to talk about the big game tonight between the 49ers and...
49ers and the Packers. Yes. And the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
Right. And they're going to crush him. They're going to crush him. It's not even going to be fair.
The frozen tundra.
Like the Democrats getting crushed by the Republicans, I have to tell you.
President of the United States, John DiDomenico.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Have a great show.
All right. That was our friend John, just to start off the show with a little bit of humor, because that's what we're all about. Good afternoon, Jeffrey with the G-Line 1. Go ahead.
Hello, Jonathan. How are you?
I think I'm okay, unless you've heard anything.
No, I have not. You look well.
I feel rested.
For a Monday, you look well.
Well, yeah, I feel rested. I watched a lot of football yesterday. I had plenty of couch time. I watched your New England Patriots, as frustrated as that was at the last minute of the game. Because I got to the window. You know, I was talking to you, and I was texting them all, and I was like... What are you guys doing? I'm like, it's +4. I should take the Chiefs +4. As I'm getting to the window, it dropped to 3.5. So I took it as a sign from above, and I was going to be watching the game with my Patriot friends down in Cape Marino. And when I'm watching a Patriots game, I better take the Patriots because I'm going to sit next to them through the whole game.
And
I took the over, and -3.5. And what did I get beat by? A half a point. made the difference in
and
that
I
game.
I had KC and won by half a point.
That's why the half a point exists.
What?
That's why it
exactly.
exists.
Yeah. He said that's why the half point exists.
That's why the
at
half
that point,
point
it would have exactly. made sense for you yeah. to buy it down.
John
to
English is a bookmaker. He's a bookie, a real live bookie. No, you're not.
No, not anymore.
You always say you are.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm lying.
At that point, it would have made sense for you to pay extra and buy it down to
or
three.
Take the money line.
Or you could have done something simple, just waited on the in live and taken the Kansas City plus 10.5, and you would have never been sweating.
Well, it was a great game anyway. I mean, we had, 43 to 40, 83 points on the board.
Wow.
Almost like a college game.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Did you watch that one?
I got part of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been spending most of my time on the plane, so I can't be a bookmaker anymore.
We brought John in to talk about sports wagering, which we're going to get to in a little bit, and the G2E convention and some UNLV panels that he's been on. And it's a hot topic, sports wagering, getting legalized around the country and all kinds of other stuff.
I quit when the Yankees lost 16-1. That was it. Don't say anything, Jeffrey.
I'm not saying a word, but last night was a good night for Red Sox and Patriots fans. That's all I'll say.
Did you do your 14 parlay on Bo Sox and Patriots again? No. You weren't going to push your luck.
I don't want to put the bad juju on it.
How's your super book doing? Last time I saw you, you were real excited about being...
Yeah, not that excited anymore.
Well, that's not true. Hold on.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Well, we're 6 weeks in?
Six weeks in?
I'm two games above 500.
Okay.
Yeah, respectable.
You know, by the way, the week before, I noticed they said that most people in the Superbook were also 1-4 last week.
Yep.
Right?
The primary lines, New England was a big play. Chicago Bears was a big play.
The Bears did it to me again yesterday.
Buffalo did it to me again yesterday.
I don't even know why you would touch Buffalo.
I was born there.
But the Bears come back to take a lead on Miami.
The Bears lost.
And then in overtime, they have a chance to win the game, and he misses the field goal.
Well, they were fortunate enough to even be in that position because Kenyon Drake fumbled at the half-inch line, basically.
Yeah.
And that was critical in terms of keeping the Bears' hopes alive. But I'll tell you right now, listen, the Bears have a great defense.
How did you do this week?
I did pretty good.
At the Super Contest.
We went 3-2 because actually one of my plays actually was against everybody. Was I liked Miami, and then when the game went to 7, I loved that line.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was
it went to 7?
Yeah, the Sunday went to 7 on the regular line because Osweiler was playing instead of Tannehill. But I'll tell you something. Speaking of the Bears, because I know we have a lot of Chicagoans out here in Las Vegas, the Bears are an elite-level defense in terms of top 5, top 7 defense. Unfortunately, here's the problem. When you use a guy from my high school to quarterback your team, you're not going to win anything.
Who went to your high school?
Mitch Trubisky. Yes. You guys aren't winning anything with Trubisky, and that's the problem. And until
you think he's Polish?
I'm going to go on a limb and say yes. but here's the thing. I think
my new Collins.
You know, here's a guy who didn't play a lot in college, played one season at North Carolina, was drafted, and in terms of actual playing experience. And I think the Bears have a chance in this division where I think it's open. I think Minnesota's good, but they're not as good defensively as they've been in the past. I think Green Bay's solid, but we always know they have defensive issues. And the good thing with Minnesota is they have arguably one of the worst coaches in the National Football League, Mike McCarthy, who Aaron Rodgers must love because he still has a job.
There's no doubt that Central Division is going to be there's going to be a lot of parity there, but I got to tell you, this Bears team, they find ways to screw up games. It's unbelievable. We'll see what they do next week. I think they're playing New England.
The sheet's in front of you.
New England.
Yeah, and I was out at Lambeau Field. I'll tell you, the spirit is high there right now.
I mean, the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
It's gorgeous, though. I mean, I just love it.
Oh, yeah. How can you not? It's like, you know, even as a Red Sox fan, walking into Yankee Stadium, you get chills because you feel it.
The massive Lombardi Trophy, the whole ordeal. I've been just standing under the lens from, you moved it away. Okay. The Lombardi Trophy was incredible.
I would imagine.
That'd be a fun place to go. I'd love to go to Lambeau, you know, even though the Packers
suck.
You can
go walk around. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, Packers suck, but, you know, I still would want to go there. That's
I'm
a 10 o'clock
there.
Game on Sunday is Bears, New England.
Yeah, that's a 10 a.m. game.
Thursday night, Broncos, Cardinals. Anybody care?
Nope.
People who live in Denver and Phoenix. People in Denver care because they want to see if they're going to fire Vance Joseph, and people in Arizona care because they want to know if they can scalp their tickets if anyone's going to buy them for that game.
Well, they're all owners, aren't they? Anyway, do you guys want to start with baseball? Jeffrey with a G, you want to tell us where exactly we're at this Monday? I know there's a game tonight.
We're all tied up across the board, Johnny, both in the National League and in the American League. Boston came back last night after losing game one to Houston and took that game 7-4. They jumped out ahead 2-0, fell behind 4-2, then went ahead and stayed for good on a Jackie Bradley Jr. double off the wall that also seemed to roll along the ledge for about 3 seconds, which cleared the bases for a three-run double. And the Brewers and the Dodgers are all tied up heading back to L.A.
I'll tell you what, you know, the first round of the playoffs, do you have a possibility of having 20 games? We only had 13, one just over the minimum.
Correct.
But I think this, both of these LCS games are going to be outstanding. I loved what I saw out of Milwaukee, even though they taxed that bullpen. Dodgers were impressive coming from behind. I will say this, I am pulling for the Boston Red Sox, full disclosure, but because I picked them before the season to get to the World Series. I had them winning the American League East, and I had them winning the American League. But here's my thing. I thought at 4-2, the way Price was going, I thought the Red Sox were going to be on the mat and down 0-2 going back to Houston.
I did, too. And that was a huge comeback.
And even though they have such a great offense, I just didn't feel like mentally they were going to be able to come back. And then just to be able to answer in that inning was impressive.
That hit by JBJ was huge.
But I'll tell you what the key play for me in that game was. That was probably the number one play. But the second one was in the seventh inning. Mookie Betts gets on with a walk. Gets to second on a strikeout wild pitch. Gets to third on a pass ball. Scores on a pass ball. They don't even get a hit, and he scores a run just because of his speed. And that was so critical because, you know, as a pitcher, there's such a difference when you have a one-run cushion and two. You just have so much more of a margin to work with, and that was big. And I think this is going to be an outstanding series. I'm hoping it goes seven games. And I think this Milwaukee-Los Angeles one is going to be fantastic as well. With the we got a start coming up in about 2.5 hours at Chavez Ravine. I think 4:39 Pacific time.
That is going to be a great game. And similarly to the Red Sox series, the Dodgers were down on the mat going into the seventh or eighth inning the other night, down 3-0. Justin Turner hits that home run, changes everything for them. They're going back with some life in their sails, and they're going to, you know, it's a much different series now, tied at 1 rather than down 0-2.
I was happy for Turner because simply in game 1, he had a runner at third base with 2 outs, had a chance to get the game-tying run home.
And struck out.
And he was striking at pitches over my head.
Yep.
And the reality of it is he comes through in the clutch and Dodgers win it. This is going to be a great series. I have been pulling for the Brew Crew just simply because this is a team that's not in a big market. They don't spend that money to go get those big guys. Yeah. I like when smaller markets have the opportunity to be successful, particularly in baseball.
I agree. I'll take the Brewers tonight, too, with Julie Chacin on the mound, plus 157. I like that.
Well, I tell you what, Buehler's been outstanding. I think it's going to be a great game. Wind blowing in from right field at 13 miles an hour. This game is, to me, more of an under. Shadows could be a factor because keep in mind at Dodger Stadium, you have
this
that
time
high,
of day. Yeah.
Absolutely. High backdrop there.
That late afternoon.
Yeah.
100%. But it's all right because no one's going to be in the seats till third inning anyway.
Well, you know what? They always look for a reason to get out of work at 2:30 anyway. Like they leave Dodger games in the seventh, so if they leave work at 2:30, they should arrive.
They show up in third inning. They leave in the seventh inning. Yeah. But how about those Dodger dogs?
They go to Cantor's for a pastrami sandwich and then roll into Chavez Ravine around 6.
Yeah. I shut down after the Yankees. You know, I mean, I was. That was it. That
it's
was
all right. You guys did it to yourselves. I guarantee Aaron Judge won't be playing New York, New York in the hallways anymore.
And I appreciate your sympathy.
None. You poked the bear, you got the bear.
Sports fans, you can visit with us at our Pizza and Podcast pregame party at Amore Taste of Chicago on Durango between Flamingo and Twain. Amore features Chicago pizza, Vienna hot dogs, Italian beef sandwiches, wet with the jardinera, beer, wine, sangria. Tonight's Monday Night Football kicks off at 5:20. It's going to be the 49ers against the Packers, like we talked about, in the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. We're going to have our pizza and podcast again at Amore Taste of Chicago right after the show. Stop by for a visit at 3:30 in the afternoon. We also suggest you check out Misbehave Game Show at Bally's and George Wallace at Westgate. See some live shows. And we're going to take our first commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop on NBC Sports Radio at 9:20 a.m. Stay right where you are.
Amore Taste of Chicago is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top. Along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore, Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore, Taste of Chicago, food the way you remember it.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920, The Game is...
Here on Vegas Nonstop on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. Our friend Ronnie Foster is going to be playing at the Sandollar tomorrow night at 10 o'clock if you're looking for things to do. Again, Misbehave Game Show over at Bally's, great interactive kind of theatrical comedy kind of a thing. Who's clearing their throat over there? Is that... That would be Jeffrey with a G-Line 1. Go ahead, fighting a flu bug.
Jeffrey's fighting a cold, an upper respiratory infection.
As we all move away closely. So any more baseball wrap-up before we move into hockey or football? Or
Yeah, no, both guys had an opinion on this Dodgers-Brewers game. I just want to see. I know there's some people out there probably driving around 2.5 hours before first pitch, want to get a bet in on this one. I'm leaning towards the under, but you guys both like the Brew Crew here.
I like the Brewers. I like the Brewers and I like the Packers, even though Jeffrey thinks I'm nuts with the...
What's up with you in Wisconsin?
No.
It's because of those native casinos, isn't
Listen
it?
To me, I didn't, casinos. I didn't say...
No, it's the Bratwurst. It's the feeling I
it's
got.
The Brat Stop.
I didn't say you were nuts. I said, I know that you like the Packers.
You're
Are you
nuts.
Willing to lay 10 with them is my question.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, that's
because of where they're playing in the cold.
And that's fine. And I tell people all the time, you know, when you're betting, and Amal can testify to this, is that...
What is the weather there right now?
Yeah, exactly. You don't even know.
Minus 30.
No, it's
wind
not.
Coming
up. It's probably not even that
10
bad.
10 degrees.
Nonetheless.
I know it's
the
in Chicago.
The fact of the matter is, when people bet, they bet with their heart.
Not with their head.
And I tell people, you're betting a number, not a team.
Well, of course.
So, but you're betting the Packers, but you're betting Packers minus 10.
I'm betting the environment.
It is 39 degrees already in Wisconsin. I can't believe it.
Yeah, no, I looked at Chicago. It's like in the 40s, and at night it's 33 degrees.
I was mad last night when I went out at about 11 o'clock, and it was 60 degrees.
I turned the furnace on.
So those boys from San Fran.
When it comes to sports betting, I have no heart.
Exactly, and nor should you.
Yeah.
There's no emotions involved.
There's no crying in baseball.
Nothing I can do about it.
Exactly.
There's
exactly.
no crying in baseball.
So you're saying you'd lay the 10... At home in Lambeau. I think you're right. I don't think that San Fran can muster up any sort of an offense.
They're not a good team.
I don't think they could do it.
Is it Beat Hard? Beat, what's his name?
C.J. Beathard. The grandson of the former general manager of many teams, including the Redskins, Bobby Beathard.
Tell Clint,
we just got a Washington Redskins reference in there.
I like calling him Beat Hard.
Well, that's how it's called. He should be doing commercials.
Instead of Beathard. Yeah,
John's just going to toss lob that over to me. So you touch that one. That's in your wheelhouse.
I give you all the low-lying fruit.
Dirty boy. Potty mouth.
You know what? I like Green Bay tonight, too. They're starting to put it together. Obviously, they've had some issues coming out of the gate. How many more penalties?
Who's quartering for the Niners?
Beathard.
Oh, that's the guy's
name?
Yeah.
No, Beathard.
And the Packers also have my other favorite
and
guy.
And you'll buy into the points.
Ha ha, Clinton Dix.
Dix, yeah.
And what?
And you'd buy into the points.
Would I lay the 10?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, okay.
This has blowout written all over it.
You agree with me?
Yes,
or
although
did I change your mind?
I don't typically like laying double digits. However, in this particular scenario, it lends favorably to the home team.
All right.
I think they're going to have a hard time San Fran flying into Lambeau, playing in that weather, and putting up points.
The frozen tundra.
How's their defense on San Fran?
It's all right. It's not a world beater. But here's the thing. C.J. Beathard played at Iowa. It's not exactly like playing in the Bahamas. So I don't think the weather should be a factor for him. His bigger issue is he's just not that good to begin with.
Right.
I just like that his name is Beathard.
It's not his name. But
Beathard and ha-ha Clinton Dix. That makes it worth watching just to hear the announcers
Shady
say that.
McCoy.
Shady McCoy.
The Muscle Hamster.
The Muscle Hamster. We need more names in the NFL that I could have fun with. Baseball doesn't have, except for who?
T-Sizzle.
Yeah, except in baseball, it's who.
And what do you mean who?
The pitcher for the Cubs.
No, that's a skit from.
No, but it's H-U.
Oh.
Isn't it pronounced who or is it you? You are you, and I am you.
Close enough.
And I am the walrus.
That's definitely
Cuckoo,
an
ka-choo.
Abbott and Costello.
I know who's
there.
On first. Who's on first? You guys want to talk about hockey at all preseason?
Preseason.
What do you mean? Preseason's over. We're into the season.
Stop. 2 weeks ago.
Oh, regular season.
Hi, how are you?
I'm still Monday. I'm still
Welcome
sleeping.
Welcome to October, Jonathan.
How many? So when's the next home game here?
2 wins, 4 losses.
When's the next
time?
So hold on. You're bringing up a very good point. Let's talk to a local avid Vegas Knights sports fan who's a season ticket holder who enjoyed all of last season and the miracle that it was. What is your take on this year's team? Is it time to hit the panic button, or is this team just needing a little more time to gel together?
I think I'll take the latter.
I know you'll take the latter, but deep down, what do you think?
I think the latter.
Okay.
I think Fleury's got to find his groove. Okay. That's
What's wrong with him?
He's not playing. He's not playing up to par.
Giving up soft goals, or the guy's not playing in front of him?
No, he doesn't have a strong defense like he had.
That's exactly
to deal with last year. I mean, they all got to gel. I mean, Pat Chiaretti's coming through for us a little bit on the first.
Mine number 67 from Montreal.
So that's good to see. And go ahead.
I've got a quick question for you, John, and everybody here. Somebody complained to me yesterday. It was a season ticket holder for the Golden Knights. And he sold his a few games on StubHub. And because he did that, he said they've turned him down for his tickets again this year.
Correct.
No, I guess that's the fact. I heard the same thing.
But I heard so many people sold their tickets.
I really don't know that for a fact, but that's what I've heard.
There is language in their contracts because the team tries to fill the stadium with as many local Vegas Knights fans as possible, as opposed to opposing team fans coming in and buying tickets. They have somehow, I don't know how they did it legally, put in a clause where if you choose to sell your tickets, you render yourself, I don't know, you don't have the same guaranteed rights to get those same tickets again for the next season.
I heard it from the same person you did. So, I'll tell you what, I haven't sold any tickets, so I don't know. Even when I could have, when it came down, even on
many times,
seats.
Many times.
When we came down to the playoffs and people were offering us an enormous amount of money for our seats, there was no chance. I had to go to every game. Between me and my family, we used every ticket. My kids got the next tickets. So a shout out to Mr. Michael Dreitzer, who's taking me tomorrow night. So
Michael Dreitzer's taking me to a couple of games also.
I give mention
to Dreitzer's a good guy to go to a game with too.
Somebody that you knew. It was somebody, a Patriots fan that I was with last night that was complaining about StubHub. I said, well, did you want to buy your tickets again this year? He said, no. I said, then shut up.
I've used Flash Seats. I have no problem with it. So if somebody has the Flash Seats app, you just transfer it to them.
Correct.
It's
a beautiful app. It works great. So you can transfer them right there.
Yeah, that was the paid advertising.
I'm curious
by the way.
To see as the season goes on, how the city reacts to the Knights. Because I'm hearing nothing, right? Nothing. It's dead. Crickets.
All right. So the buzz is kind of, you know, we got to start winning, of course, right?
Oh, well, of course. As they say, winning cures everything.
Exactly. And that's
and I'm sure once Pacioretty starts gelling a little better with that second line.
It's also early in the season. It's still warm. We just had hockey a few months ago. We had, you know.
Gallant.
Because we went so long into the season, all the way as long as you can go. Almost as long as you, not long enough, but as far as you can go in hockey last year, we only had, you know, what, a couple of months off.
True.
You know, so, and they're back at it. And, you know, I think that they do need to figure out what we're going to do on defense.
There are some injuries. There are some new faces. Fleury's maybe a little rusty getting back.
I'm liking a couple of the lines. I'm liking the front line, like a Pacioretty right now.
How do you not love him?
So, you know, and I love Fleury. Absolutely love him to death. So I hope that, you know, he gets his groove on.
A chance of Fleury.
Yeah.
Yeah. So while we've got you here, let's talk about, you've been on a couple of panels most recently. UNLV is flying you around the country to talk about sports wagering and how it's going to affect Las Vegas and how it's going to affect other cities and other states that are adopting it. What's the current status? Where's it at?
Yeah, it's been quite a whirlwind over the last week or so. So we had Global Gaming Expo in town last week. And
you know, G2E.
G2E. The big topics were sports. You know, for the first time in my life, okay? I mean, the Europeans are here now. Everybody's come from all over the world. All the years, I've never missed a G2E all my life, right? Since its inception. For that, I think it was W2G. But we had, you know, we've been doing this a long time. I've never seen a turnout like we've had in terms of people coming from all over the world for their interest in sports betting here in the United States. So for the first time, sports betting is truly relevant in the gaming world.
Why now more than ever? In other words, why in the past was William Hill, a UK sports book, not allowed to take action on our sports?
Well, they could in UK, but not in Nevada. Nevada was the only state in the United States that could accept legalized betting.
So now, because it's broadened its horizons, all those companies.
Well, what's
that
happened was the federal law overturned. It was a law called PASPA, Professional Amateur Sports Protection Act. It was passed in 1992, and it you know, there was a couple of states that had exemptions, like Montana, Oregon, and Delaware, to lotteries. Although Delaware ran a sports lottery, the only place you could have true sports betting was right here in Las Vegas, Nevada, or anywhere in our state surroundings.
Reno.
Yeah, anywhere in the state. So until then, you couldn't have sports betting other places, right?
So now New Jersey?
New Jersey, Delaware, Nevada, West Virginia has gone online.
Pennsylvania or no?
Mississippi. No. Yes. Pennsylvania's
next.
Going online. New York, Connecticut has some legislation in place. Rhode Island is ready to go live. So there's a lot of East Coasters ready that's coming out now. New Jersey numbers are looking really strong.
Super strong.
They're coming in super strong for just getting started.
Yeah.
And just for having a few casinos.
Agreed.
So a lot of that's coming. It's going to be the launch of mobile. And you're seeing these new brands and new skins, like DraftKings now is in the sports betting business. And FanDuel is now in the sports betting business.
Correct.
They were bought by Betfair.
Not just DFS anymore.
Exactly. So the Europeans are now here. I mean, there's a group from Poland called Beefy that's going to be like
I want to go to
awesome.
That book. You know, they're going to get those lines wrong.
Funny, but I'll tell you what, these guys are phenomenal. I mean, I'm seeing such amazing, amazing things now at G2E. I mean, we saw so many great companies, so many
Will
great things.
Will Beefy be accessible locally here?
Yeah, they're applying for a Nevada license. They're applying all over the country, just like a lot of people are doing.
So how would that work? They would work out a licensing agreement with a local hotel to be third party and take the action on behalf of the hotel?
That's one way of doing it. That's the model that we used to have.
Right,
you know,
like
when
I've
we
seen
were
it with Cantor Gaming
then,
or some of the
course,
other ones.
William Hill is now the leader in our state.
Is CG still around too?
Yeah, it's still around. You know, there's companies out there that, yes, exactly. They're coming into either supply systems or to make third-party bookmaking operations or to be in partnership with both.
So John is a pioneer. John actually was the first to develop sports wagering on the smartphone. So we're going to get into a little bit more depth. I want to talk a little bit more.
I know someone who's very happy about that.
About sports wagering and also about esports. But we're going to take another commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Stay right where you are.
Amore, Taste of Chicago, is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top. Along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas Nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore, Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Food the way you remember it.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Stuff here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. Hey, guess what? We're now available on iTunes and also on Google Play, which is just huge. All I have to do is type in Vegas Nonstop. You could hear today's show. You could hear last week's show and just a few weeks back. So that's big news for us. And we're pretty soon we're going to be on Alexa, where you could say, "Hey, Alexa, play Vegas Nonstop." And if you're within shout of my voice, then it'll just turn on and play. So, John, during the break, you were talking more about sports wagering on the smartphone and where it's at. That's where we left off. Where is it? How does esports fit into all this? Because that's what you were talking about at the panel that I was at.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing now. We got a lot of new advancements in sports betting. So, you know, esports, you have now people that can bet, well, in
Fortnite
Europe,
is the big one. Fortnite?
Fortnite's huge, right? It's gone through the roof. And, you know, people in Europe are used to betting on esports in different parts of their. Here in Nevada, we're still trying to figure out how to put the framework around it. It's event wagering here, so it's, you can't just go up to a sports book right now and find the lines for esports.
Right. Right.
But if you were in Europe or if you were in other places, you'd see it pretty common. And it was interesting, of all the European people that were in our seminar, they really didn't understand our regulation and things we have to go through.
They were from Denmark, I think. And they were asking, my question I didn't get to ask you is how cryptocurrency, because we're talking about millennials, that's who's playing esports, and they're using the cryptocurrency. Sure. They're using Bitcoin probably more than my generation, and people that are accepted generations.
That's for sure.
more than my Bitcoin. I told both of you about Bitcoin, but you didn't listen. You didn't sell it when it was $23,000.
No, I gotta do it.
You hung on to it. Yeah. I know.
I sold some of mine.
Yeah.
That's a little,
so if they want to bet, how do you control
right
that?
Right now in Nevada, it's not legal to bet with Bitcoin, or it's his
anywhere.
No, not regs, not in Nevada. Right, and not in New Jersey yet either. So for gaming, it's still something that's being explored, right? Cryptocurrency has its ups and downs, no pun intended there. But the reality is that the underlying technology of blockchain is what people are really interested in, and how it could work in the gaming sector.
In other areas.
Exactly. And then figure out the coin thing. Like, everybody's got a coin right now. There's one that's successful, Unicorn Gold, which is being used on Unicorn's platform, has had a lot
What's Unicorn?
Unicorn is a game site. People go play multiple sites of games. They've had some success. They're backed by real sharp guys, and I liked what I saw there. But I believe more in the underlying technology than the fact that everybody needs to have a coin now. You're going to soon be
there'll be a
Jonathan coin. There'll be a Lala coin. There's going to be a Jeffrey coin. And I'd rather just give
you... There already is an English coin. It's called a pound.
Very good. I'd rather just give you a pound.
A pound of anything. A pound of flesh.
No pun intended there either.
A pound of flesh. I know. Well, they'll be trading cannabis. I don't know. They'll be trading everything.
No, but there's been some interesting movement, right? So you see that, which is going to add to the sports betting market eventually. It's huge. I mean, the viewership's massive. So we want to see that increase, and then eventually we'll figure out how to work on match fixing and all the things along those lines. But earlier you were asking me about the math.
Correct.
Okay. So the math in Nevada is, let's say it's about, we hold about 5% on average.
Right.
We have some great years. 2006 was a great year. We had some bad years. Right. So overall, you're looking at this year, we're probably about 5.1, maybe in and around. We're going to break the $5 billion mark, we think, for the year.
In total take, handle.
In total handle.
In handle.
And handle. And then the win will be about 5%. Right?
So on $5 billion.
Exactly. So $250 million, right? So
that's the amount that's wagered.
Yeah, it's the amount that's won.
That's the amount that's won.
On average, right? So this is just average numbers. And that's a good year. It's a little higher, a little lower if you got, a good year, right? So a lot higher if you have a good year. But that's the math. And then you have a 6.75% tax in Nevada, right? So the state makes about $18 million off of that, but a little more, $18, $19 million.
That would be the 6.75%.
The federal government on the handle, on the total amount wagers.
The $5 billion.
Yeah, the $5 billion gets a quarter of a percent.
On the big number.
Yes. So that's why when everybody was talking about league fees, about adding a percent, people don't understand. We only wind up with a nickel.
25
you
basis points.
You take that nickel, have that nickel. Now all the costs that have to come out of operations.
You're left with less than
and
a
everything
penny.
Else. And then, then they want to split that. And it's like, it's just nothing left
to do. It's funny to me, when the NBA comes out and says integrity fees, where the hell is the integrity of the league when LeBron James puts on a cast after four games of the NBA Finals? Major League Baseball wants an integrity fee. Let me tell you something. Their integrity fee comes in the television contracts, because without gambling, 95% of these sports, I couldn't care less. I'd follow Ohio State football. As soon as they lose a game, they're out of the national title race.
That's a fact.
I'd be done.
No, that's an absolute fact. I mean, but, the most 99.9% of the time, the abnormalities in sports betting are noticed by the bookmakers, the guys on the other side of the fence. It's their money at risk, right? So, and you're right. Leagues can't protect everything, right? And they don't. The whole LeBron thing, I've been pretty outspoken about it at the show. I think I mentioned it when you were in the audience.
Yeah, you were talking about integrity.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to put a policing agency over. What are they going to do, put one in every casino? It's just not going to work.
Correct.
I think it's a joke. I think it's a disgrace when these leagues are asking for integrity fee.
You're right, though. Going to your point, though, they will get sponsorships. They'll get more engagements. The viewership, NHL stands to make an estimated $215-216 million extra dollars just on legalization of sports betting.
I think
That's just the start.
Yeah. I think the NHL has the greatest upside with having the gambling being more prominent. Here's the reality of it. Listen, you know this better than anybody. The NFL puts out an injury report on Tuesday. Only for gamblers.
Yeah.
The other teams already know what's up, what's down. And the reality is, I hate the fact that the National Football League tries to act like the gambling doesn't motivate this. To me, there's basically four fans a fan like me who's a football fan, I don't follow any team in particular, but I love football, the strategy of the game.
Right.
You have fans who follow their particular team. You have fans who are gamblers, and you have fans who play fantasy. And to me, the majority of people nowadays that are following are either fantasy or gambling fans. Yeah, you have that hardcore contingent fans of a particular team. But when you have a team that performs at a level like the way the Cleveland Browns have for the past 2 years, how many people are really going to follow that team religiously? And people say, oh, you should be a loyal, diehard fan. I always say, do you pay to go see a movie you already know is bad?
True. And but you know, to your point, though, now it's a data-driven world, too. I'm looking at what you're doing. You got the tablet up. You're looking at data. I had my phone. We were talking about stats.
Yeah, I'm looking at lines right now.
You know, right, exactly. So I mean, data's widely available now on multiple angles now, from injuries to, I mean, look, it's just, for instance, I just because of the convention, I didn't have access to a television most of the time. Right? So I'm checking my phone. Yep. I'm looking at all my. By the way, I'm toggling between each one. Sure. I'm looking at every. Yeah. You know, so
we all do too.
Exactly. So I mean, it's thank God for data on the go now, because otherwise, you know, we just wouldn't be able to keep up with a lot of things that are going to be happening. Now imagine adding everything else on top of
it. You toggled right off of Facebook.
I didn't mean to do that.
You did. You tagged because you're not on right
That's
now.
That's all you can say
to me. I just checked. Your fans aren't watching you.
My fans.
Your fans. You've got so many fans. Yeah. All right, so guys, we've got Broncos playing the Cardinals on Thursday night. You want to get into predictions? We want to start talking about NFL a little bit.
Your segues are so classic.
Let me tell you, this is the game Thursday night between Denver and Arizona. Why the NFL should be paying Vegas money. Because nobody would watch this game if they didn't have money on it.
Correct.
Well, last week or Thursday was a little bit better, but
you want to prove the model, so you said it. I mean, and by the way, you nailed it. If we ever wanted to prove the leagues how valuable sports betting is, all Vegas would have to do is for 1 weekend shut their televisions off.
I said 1 weekend, first weekend of the season, Las Vegas and offshore, nobody put up any point spreads. See how many people watch games.
Same.
Well, I'm going to start betting money line after last night's game. I mean,
it's a life change. They know that now. Fortunately, they bumped off of this, so it's less of a concern than it was before. What's more of a concern was that more recently there was a congressional hearing where we had our chairwoman, Becky Harris, along with Sarah Slane from our American Gaming Association, go up against a wild man who's just anti-gaming in general. I think his name is Brunin. Testified in front of whether Congress should federally get involved in sports betting or leave it to a state's rights issue. And it was kind of left abruptly at the end, where Congress just said, you know, it's obvious we just got to keep a look at this or take a look at this. And, you know, so there's no real clear definition of what's happened there. But that also happened just prior to this, is will there be federal oversight? And again, who's paying for that? So the objective is we want to win this money back from the offshore guys. Sorry if we got any sponsors.
No, we don't. We don't have any offshores. And FanDuel and Sports King haven't called up yet, but you know.
And then we got the UNLV thing coming up as well.
Now, so tell us about the UNLV. I mean, you know, they came to you and they recognize you as an expert in the field, and you just came back from Indian No Place.
Yes.
And I call it Indian No Place.
It was a great place. Yeah.
You know, it was a great
home
place.
Home of the Indy 500.
Not if you want to drink late at night, it wasn't.
Yeah, home of the Indy 500.
Did you do your lap?
I walked the whole area. It was beautiful. Actually, it's a beautiful place.
You take one lap out of the 500.
The UNLV series, it's a great group of people that are involved. You can go online to UNLV and take a look at their gaming and hospitality series. There's a list of speakers and the topics and the classes and everything there are taking place. Next week, it's on the 25th. I'm excited to be doing the panel for UNLV. I'll be moderating the panel, but I'll have a great group of experts with me. I'll have Joe Asher from William Hill. I'll have Matt Davies from Scientific Games. I'll have Vic Salerno, the great Vic.
We're going to have Vic back on the show with us.
From U.S. Bookmaking. I'm going to have
U.S. Bookmaking or U.S. Fantasy?
I'm going to have Mark Liparelli, the former Gaming Control Board state senator. Liparelli is going to be on the panel. And Lee Richardson, who's an economics gentleman in the gaming industry from the U.K. So,
is U.S. Fantasy still the only
company mutual
that you can bet on fantasy
that's
sports
licensed here? I believe so.
Yeah. Is it U.S. Fantasy or U.S.?
It's U.S. Fantasy, but right now they're very focused on the bookmaking portion because of, obviously, the overturning of PASPA allows the growth to go to other states for both sports betting and fantasy.
Very, very cool. Well, I know we're going to get into football in a second. We're going to take our last commercial break. Come back more with John English, Jeffrey with a G, and Amal Shah. Stay right where you are.
Amore, Taste of Chicago, is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top. Along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore, Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Food the way you remember it.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Everybody, Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop, back on the air here at NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Also live on Facebook at Jonathan Scott LV, on iTunes, and on Google Play, and soon to be on Alexa and at a station near you. Joining us back is sports pioneer, sports betting, wagering, and all kinds of good stuff, John English. And Amal Shah from VSIN and Jeffrey with the G Line One. Go ahead. So, again, I want to say if you want to visit with us, we're going to be at Amore Taste of Chicago right after the show for our pizza and podcast. It's on Durango between Flamingo and Twain. Join us over there. And, again, if you're looking for something to do tomorrow night, the great Ronnie Foster on the Wurlitzer B3 is going to be at the Sand Dollar tomorrow night, Tuesday night, 10 p.m. And Ronnie Foster's played with Santana. He's played with everybody. So, John, we were talking before the break about sports wagering. Do you have some favorite games going into next week on NFL?
You know, I was just saying to Jeffrey, hard to bet against Brady, but I think I'm going to go against on this one.
Just well, listen, it's definitely one of the games that everyone's going to be watching next week.
I'm surprised it's only three.
What do you mean? You thought New England should be more on the road?
No. I would think the Patriots would have a bigger, bigger spread.
Tell me why you think that.
No, I think the spread's fine.
You do? You think it's right?
By the way, the spread is designed for you right now to put money on the Bears. Because they know...
Because they're home dogs.
No, because they know that the public bets the Patriots heavy. There are certain teams out there the public loves betting. The Yankees, the Red Sox, the Patriots, the Cowboys, Packers. You know, those are teams that the public bets almost regardless of where the line is. They don't take that into consideration. This 3.5 here in Soldier Field next week against New England.
Is it 3.5 now?
Yeah, I'm showing 3.5.
Okay.
Because money's coming in on New England at 3.
Well, the other thing we were talking about again.
Right, at 3, everyone's betting New England.
Well, yeah, the other thing we talked about, too, is you got to deal with the cold weather again.
Deal with the cold weather, yeah. Going on the road, coming off a big win on Sunday night against Kansas City, and the Bears have the kind of defense that we know historically can challenge Tom Brady when you have a guy like Khalil Mack breathing down his neck.
And keep in mind, last year, the Bears were so successful at home against teams that you would thought would be prohibitive favorites going into Soldier Field.
The Minnesota.
Minnesota, Green Pittsburgh. Bay. Atlanta, yeah. You know, so there's some spots there. Bears coming off a tough loss, maybe an opportunity for them to bounce back in this one.
Yeah, the terrible loss in Miami. They're back home now, and New England coming off that big win against an undefeated 5-0 Kansas City team. I'm telling you right now, Khalil Mack's going to have a field day. He's going to be. I didn't like what I saw out of Brady last night, by the way. I was very concerned.
Really?
Yep.
I thought he looked great.
I thought he missed a bunch of passes. I thought he looked like a deer in headlights in the third quarter when he had a third and long. He had an opportunity to get rid of the ball. He took a sack, fumbled, turned the ball over. Next thing you know, Kansas City is going in for a touchdown.
It almost didn't look like he didn't play crack until the fourth quarter.
Yeah. No, Gronk was in the whole time, but everyone has seen what when you double team. The plan now is to double team Gronk. The problem is now with Josh Gordon, a healthy Edelman, and I love this kid Cordell Patterson who came from the Vikings, and Chris Hogan. They have a slew of weapons to throw to. And watch out for this kid Sony Michel out of the backfield. He and James White as a two-headed monster make a really nice duo.
Both of you had each side at a half a point.
What's that?
I love that both of you had half. You won by half and you lost by half point. Yeah. This is a big paradigm shift for you guys. Give me this one. All right?
Go ahead.
From Brady to the Buffalo Bills. What do you think about my Bills at the 5.5 over the Colts?
I would take the Bills.
Well, let me ask you a question. Are we going to see the greatness of Nathan Peterman one more time?
What was that yesterday?
Yeah,
well, listen,
sure.
here's my thing with these scouts in the NFL, okay? Guy couldn't play at Pittsburgh. There's no reason he's going to get better when he gets to the NFL. Did you not see enough in that one half against the Chargers last year? I don't even understand why Nathan Peterman is on an NFL
five
roster.
Picks?
Yeah. Well, in a half. I mean, that's hard to do.
Half a pick?
I mean,
so what do you think, Doug?
To me, this is a stay-away game. I want to see what the status of Josh Allen is, whether he's going to be able to play or not. You know, here's another thing that I'd like to call out on is Andrew Luck is not as good as people think he is. This guy's a turnover machine. You know, I've heard every excuse under the sun. At some point in time, you either get better or you don't. And in his case, he hasn't gotten better. 3 interceptions yesterday. And this is a guy that is not able to get his team over the top. And I get you can point to the fact they've missed
on
a
line.
Listen, you can. Let me ask you a question. Aaron Rodgers,
yeah.
Which one of those guys, besides Corey Linsley, the center, do you want to take with you if you're going to start a team outside of Green Bay?
Zero.
Ha-ha, Clinton Dix.
Wrong position.
wrong side of the ball. But
pick another favorite game. Pick another favorite game. Panthers-Eagles.
Yeah.
Panthers-Eagles?
I'm going to give you a good game. The game in London is going to be a decent game. Tennessee is at the Chargers. I don't know how that line is 3.
Why do you say that?
I'm showing it at 6.5 right now. That already jumped up to 6.5.
Cowboys and Indians. Cowboys and Redskins. 125 game on Sunday.
Never an easy game for Dallas. Dallas played outstanding. They played their best game of the year yesterday against Jacksonville. But Redskins, big rivalry game. Very impressed with Washington yesterday, beating Carolina at home.
That's a big win.
And by the way, Cam Newton... I'm going to tell you right now, you can't win with this guy. The old Mike Singletary line,
correct.
Can't win with him. Can't win with Cam Newton. This guy looked completely disengaged late in that drive. You know, I just thought the effort was lackluster.
I jumped off this guy after that Super Bowl debacle.
I said the exact same thing.
Rams 49ers, 12.5 points.
That's where the huge spread comes into play.
Yeah.
Play it or stay away from it.
But let's look at this number, right? The Niners are playing in Lambeau tonight.
Yeah.
They're down 12. The Rams are in San Fran. They're 12-point favorites. So you're telling me the disparity between the Rams and the Packers is what? 8 points?
No. Well, first of all, this line's 9.5 tonight, so that's a 3-point difference.
But I'm also giving Green Bay the 3 points for being at home.
So you're saying 6.5, and you give the 49ers 15 to
12.5, no chance.
I want to thank John England for joining us in studio today. The clock on the wall says it's time to go home. It's time to go to a morning case in Chicago. I'm Al Shaw. Always a pleasure. Jeffrey with the G. Line one, go ahead. Slow down. 49ers and Packers. Join us at Amore. There's a speed up, slow down. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Am I a 33? Am I a 45? Am I a 33 or am I a 45?
Eat well, party hard. Thanks, everybody. Like us and share us.
Daddy's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be